Hey parents, we know that between sleep training your little ones, folding laundry, and managing your never-ending to-do list, well, finding time to prepare a nutritious meal can feel just about impossible. That's where Factor Meals comes in. They're delicious, ready-to-eat meals, and they're delivered right to your doorstep. Factor Meals are here to take one big thing off your plate so you can focus on what really matters, like conquering bedtime without the stress. With a variety of dietitian-approved menus, each Factor meal is made with the freshest ingredients, ensuring you and your family both enjoy taste and nutrition. Check out factormeals.com/toddler50 and use the code toddler50 to get 50% off your first box and 20% off your second box. That code's toddler50 at factormeals.com/toddler50. Imagine more peaceful evenings with more time for bedtime stories and less time worrying about meal prep and cleanup. Factor meals are delicious, they're nutritious, and they're effortless. So give yourself the break you deserve. Again, that's factormeals.com/toddler50 and use code toddler50 to get 50% off your first box and 20% off your next box. This offer is good until the end of April this month. My daughter's always giving me skin products to try, and I always use them for a few days, and then I just get bored and stop. But since I started using OneSkin, and that's today's sponsor, I've been using it twice a day without fail, and I'm not kidding. I've been using it around my eyes and on my face, and within a week, I'm already seeing differences. It's easy to use, and my skin really feels soft, and I think it looks healthier. I'm sure you know this already, but stress, hormone fluctuations, and a lack of sleep can affect your skin. From dry skin to dark spots and acne, your complexion may not be where it used to be, and that's totally normal. However, OneSkin can really help. I like this company. It's an all-women team of scientists, and they've developed a peptide called OS1, and it improves the health of your skin basically from inside out. In other words, it gets to the root of the problem. And as a physician, it's important to me that the benefits have been backed by studies. Now, for the first time, I'm recommending a skincare product to my daughter. So you can get started today with 15% off using the code TODDLERS at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with the code TODDLERS. Now, after you purchase, they're going to ask you where you heard about them. So please let them know that Toddlers Made Easy referred you to them, as that's one way of supporting the show. You're listening to Toddlers Made Easy, an expert-guided podcast for anyone who has ever felt overwhelmed by a toddler, or in other words, all of us. Parenting a toddler is really tough, and I'm here to help. I'm Dr. Catherine, a pediatrician with more than 32 years of experience and a mom of 4 great kids. I love explaining toddlers and giving you the practical tools, knowledge, and crucial support you need to become the parent every kid wants. Each week, you can tune in for simple, actionable strategies, scripts, and practical tips, all in bite-sized chunks because I know your time is precious. So be sure you subscribe so you never miss an episode. Let's not waste any time and let's get going. Today, we're going to be talking about easy, gentle toilet training. There are several ways to approach potty training, and honestly, there's no one right way for every child or every parent or every family or for every situation. In this episode, however, we're going to talk about a gentle approach to potty training. This is often referred to as child-led, potty learning, or toilet learning. I just call it a relaxed or gentle approach. In my experience, a gentle, no-pressure approach is the way to go, and I'm going to explain why. I'd like to discuss 3 reasons why I typically avoid traditional toilet training. The first reason is that there's a contradiction between teaching kids to listen to their bodies, yet insisting they listen to us when it comes to potty training. On the one hand, we aim to teach our kids that they're in control of their bodies. For instance, they don't have to kiss grandparents if they don't want to, but yet we expect them to listen to us when we tell them to use the potty. Plus, we further confuse things when we potty train based on a schedule. On the one hand, we want our toddlers to learn and trust their body cues, yet we ask them to use the potty based on a schedule, not on their body cues. Another reason is that traditional toilet training, it's actually harder. And it's harder because we're working against a toddler's natural drive to be independent. Since a toddler is wired to test limits, a parent-directed approach sets us up for conflict. It's just a whole lot easier to wait for your kids to show some interest in using the potty. There's less fighting, less frustration, and less conflict overall, and it all makes sense from a developmental perspective. And lastly, my greatest concern with traditional toilet training has to do with the holding habits that can occur and lead to constipation. Constipation causes a lot of grief, and often for a very long time. And then there's also the complications of constipation, and they can cause a whole set of problems on their own. And so those are three solid reasons why I prefer a gentle method, one that is less likely to cause conflict, confusion, or constipation. Potty training really doesn't need to be a battleground or overwhelming. It can be a simple and easy process. I don't even remember toilet training my kids. It all went so smoothly. So let's take a look at how to toilet train with an easy, gentle approach. This is a really big topic, and so today we're just going to break it down a bit and focus on the pre-toilet training stage. You can set your kids up for potty training success before you even invite them to use the potty. I'd start the steps we're about to discuss at about a year of age. The first thing is let's talk about how to prepare the bathroom for success. So obviously you want to have a potty in the bathroom, and initially I just put it there, don't talk about it. Place some favorite books in a bin next to the potty. Have a stool so your child can reach the sink. The next thing is read books about using the potty, but only if your child is interested in reading them. This can help kids accept the change when the potty is introduced, and it also opens the door to talking about potty training issues as well. Plus, let's face it, kids just love potty talk. Choose books with a positive but neutral approach and avoid books that use terms like you're a big boy now or you're a big girl now. An oldie but goodie book is Potty by Leah, and forgive me, I don't know how to say her last name, but Patricelli maybe? Spelled P-A-T-R-I-C-E-L-L-I. The next thing to think about is how to teach your child without actually teaching them. And by that, I mean how to model bathroom routines. So kids learn just by watching. So when your child's with you in the bathroom, narrate what's going on. Speak in very minute detail about what's happening. Oh, my body was telling me I needed to go pee-pee. So I'm sitting on the toilet now, and I'm going to go pee in the toilet. Now I'm going to wash my hands. And by the way, when you talk about washing your hands, don't say anything about being dirty. Imagine how many times this can happen and how much your child will learn before the potty is even introduced. Your toddler will learn what to do without directing them to do anything. And this introduces a new concept, such as toilet training, in a really non-threatening manner. Also, it's really handy if there are older siblings or toilet-trained friends that are willing to let your toddler join them in the bathroom. Send the kids up together. Kids love to copy their siblings and friends. Play going to the toilet using dolls and toys. A great deal of learning can happen before a child ever sits on the potty. Be creative, make it fun. For instance, say things like, oh, look at Piggy crossing her legs. I think she needs to use the potty. Then go take her to sit on the potty. Ideally, put a potty in every bathroom, and this makes sense because there's a toilet in every bathroom. But again, that may not be practical for you, but if not, maybe one on each floor is ideal. Just place the potty in the bathroom and then don't talk about it. This allows your child to feel comfortable with the potty before you start training. And lastly, I'd encourage dryness with frequent diaper changes if this is doable for you. So the main takeaway for today is that gentle training is completely possible and doable. Today, we reviewed several strategies you can start right away that will help your toddler feel comfortable with the process. We spoke about reading toilet training books, modeling toilet routines, because this teaches the process without actually directing your child, using play, placing potties in the bathroom and creating a setup that helps your child be independent, and encouraging dryness. In the next episode, we'll talk about how to gently train your toddler with a step-by-step approach. I hope I've convinced you about the benefits of a gentle approach, and I think you're going to be surprised how easy it can be. Till next week. Thanks for listening to Toddlers Made Easy, the Healthiest Baby Podcast. If you want more insights, tools, and confidence, join our free baby school and get a weekly parenting insight in your inbox. Head over to bit.ly, and that's spelled B as in Bob, I, T as in Tom, .ly/joinbabyschool. Don't worry though, the link will be in the show notes. Also, join me on Instagram at healthiest_baby for a daily dose of better parenting solutions. If you love the Toddlers Made Easy podcast, please subscribe, rate, and give us a review on iTunes. We'd appreciate it so much. There's so much more I want to share with you from my experience as a baby doctor. Until next time, have a great week.